Today we say hello to our listeners on KDKD in Clinton, Missouri. Folks there know there is quite a racer in their midst, a man whose sprint was not measured in minutes or seconds, but rather in days. His story is this edition on the American Countryside.
When it's important to your farm, it's on FarmJournalPro.com. Manage risk with on-point market analysis and advice. Track input prices and lock in the best time to buy. Visit FarmJournalPro.com for the day's best news and analysis from names you know and trust. On your phone, tablet, or computer, make FarmJournalPro.com your daily news source. FarmJournalPro.com. Trusted analysis, professional insight. Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
It's a big race with an unusual title.
It's called the MR 340, or Missouri River 340-mile race from Kansas City to St. Charles, Missouri.
Ken Lanning recently completed the race, whose course is the Missouri River.
You can use a kayak, a canoe, a pedal-powered boat, or a stand-up paddleboard, anything that you paddle.
Motors, of course, are totally off-limits. Thankfully, the race is run downstream for the 340 miles. There are different categories, from solo racers like Ken to teams.
They tell me there was 600-some people that entered. I don't know how many boats that breaks down to, but they say traditionally you can count on it about a third of the people will drop out, so about 400 of us finished.
For those of you already thinking it would take years of experience to do a race like this, well, not necessarily.
I heard about it and said, why hadn't I heard about that, and bought my kayak just so I could do it. I added up, I may have been in a kayak 10 times before I did the race.
But that doesn't mean the race is easy either. The race takes many hours for most to complete.
You've got 88 hours to finish from Tuesday morning to Friday at midnight. You can go straight through without stopping, or you can stop as much as you want, sleep, do whatever you want to do, but you've got 88 hours to do it.
For Ken, it took 70 hours paddling solo. So how do you manage a race by yourself that can take days to complete on a mighty river? Ken gives some of his tips next time as we travel the countryside in Clinton, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCray.